Have you ever had that feeling where like you're putting so much effort into something
Yeah.
and it's just not like it's just not working and you're just,
Yeah.
you know,
Totally.
like beating a dead horse?
Yeah, like flogging a
Yeah,
dead horse, you
that's
know?
exactly.
That's a vivid image.
It is.
And there's a Dakota proverb,
Okay.
and it says, when you discover you're riding a dead horse, the best strategy
Okay.
is to dismount.
Oh, wow.
Pretty simple, right?
That is simple.
But
Yeah.
as humans,
Yeah.
we aren't always so great at recognizing those dead horses, are we?
We are not, no.
Like sometimes we just keep flogging away.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's what makes this list of managerial responses to a dead horse situation so fascinating and also kind of hilarious.
I can imagine.
So we've got this German text,
Okay.
Weisheit der Dakota, Indiana.
Okay.
And it's a gold mine of like bad advice.
Okay, so bad advice
Right.
for when you're
For when you're right.
riding a dead horse.
Yeah.
For when you find yourself in that situation.
Okay, got it. Got it.
So.
What kind of advice are we talking about here?
Well, for starters, they suggest buying a stronger whip.
Okay, so just not really getting the picture.
No, not at all.
Okay.
It gets better.
Okay.
They recommend appointing a committee to study the horse.
Oh my God.
Like classic bureaucracy.
Yeah, exactly.
And I bet that committee would then suggest forming a task
You're
force.
100%.
You guessed it.
Yes.
Forming a task force to revive the dead horse
Uh-huh.
is right there on the list.
Oh my God.
It's like they're trying to outdo each other with absurdity.
Okay, my favorite has to be freezing the horse until new technology arrives.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's some next level denial right there.
Right. It speaks to this like almost desperate hope
Yeah.
that somehow things will just magically fix themselves if we just wait long enough.
That's so true.
You know,
That's so true.
put it in the freezer and in the future,
Yeah.
someone will figure it out.
Yeah, maybe AI will fix the horse.
Exactly.
Yeah,
AI will bring it back.
something like that.
But it's not all laughs.
Okay.
I mean, there's a lot we can learn from these
Oh.
seemingly ridiculous solutions.
Okay.
This one really makes you think.
Okay.
Our horse is better, faster, and cheaper dead.
Whoa.
That really makes you think, right?
It does.
It really highlights this idea of like perverse incentives,
Yeah.
where the system actually rewards you for making bad decisions.
Wow.
It's like admitting failure is so terrifying
Yeah.
that people would rather just cling to this illusion of success, even if it's a dead horse.
Yeah, so how do we avoid falling into these traps ourselves?
Right.
I mean, we all have those moments, right?
We do.
Where we're clinging to something that's clearly not working.
We all do. Yeah. And it's not just about bad management decisions. It's
All
about
right.
recognizing those dead horses in
Yeah.
all areas of our lives.
Yeah.
And a big part of that is understanding the psychological mechanisms at play.
Okay, so unpack that for me.
Well, there's this thing called the sunk cost fallacy. It's this sneaky little voice in our heads
Okay.
that says, you know, I've already invested so much time, money, or effort into this, I can't quit now.
Oh my God, I know that voice so well. It's
Yeah.
like I'm somehow obligated to
Yeah.
see things through, even if it's making me miserable.
Exactly. But the truth is,
Yeah.
sometimes knowing when to cut your losses
Uh-huh.
is the smartest thing you can do.
Right.
It's about recognizing that those past investments are gone, and continuing to throw good resources after bad won't bring them back.
Right. So how do we learn to silence that voice?
It takes conscious effort.
Okay.
One strategy that I find helpful is to focus on the future, not the past.
Okay.
So, like, ask yourself, what opportunities am I missing out on
Yeah.
by clinging to this?
That's a great point.
It kind of shifts the perspective from what you've already lost to what you
Yeah.
could potentially gain.
I like that.
Right. And then there's loss aversion.
Okay.
And this is this idea that the pain of losing something feels so much stronger than the pleasure of gaining something of equal value.
Oh, that's so true.
Right.
So we're wired to.
We're kind of wired to avoid losses, even if it means holding on to something that's no longer serving us.
It's that fear of admitting defeat, huh?
It is.
Yeah,
It
yeah.
is. And I imagine that plays into groupthink as
Oh,
well.
100%.
Right.
Like when you're in a group setting, that pressure to conform can be
It can be immense,
huge. Yeah.
even when we know deep down, like, the group is heading in the wrong direction.
It's like everybody's afraid to be the one to say,
Yeah.
hey guys, maybe this horse is dead.
Right. And that's why it's so important
Yeah.
to create cultures that encourage honest assessment and healthy debate,
Yeah.
where it's safe to challenge the status quo,
Right.
even if it means admitting
Yeah.
we might be riding a dead horse.
So for all of you listening out there,
Yes.
think about You know, the projects,
Yes.
the relationships, or even beliefs.
That might be your dead horse.
Uh-huh.
Are you holding on?
Yeah. Are you holding on out of habit? Are you holding on out of fear?
Yeah.
Or simply because you've already invested so much?
So much. Yeah.
Remember that proverb when you discover you are riding a dead horse?
Yeah.
The best strategy is to dismount.
Dismount.
And think about what steps you can take today.
Yeah.
To ensure you're riding towards something.
Yeah.
Truly worthwhile.
Awesome advice.
Thanks, you.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Yeah.
That was another deep dive. And we'll see you next time.
See ya.